did you
Quite
how did you know
good.
about the football?
What football?
The Morecambe match.
What do you mean?
How did you know about it?
Cause I saw it when we went past.
When is it on? Tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you see the time by any chance?
Either 7:30 or 8.
It'd be 7:30, I'd imagine. It's normal time for.
Or 7 o'clock maybe. Usually sometime from 7 to 8. That's in the FA Trophy.
Yep. Do you wanna go to it then?
Okay. Or is it the Vauxhall Trophy or the FA Trophy?
FA Trophy.
There's only two cups they can win now. Isn't it, Barry?
Who, Morecambe?
Yeah. League. Then.
Yeah, still in the league. They're still in their league cup, are they?
No, I don't know the league, actual league, HFS Longs League.
Well, that's not a cup.
Yeah, but you get a cup when you win it. Do you know? Oh, I don't know.
You don't get a cup if you win the league in First Division, do you?
Yes.
You don't.
You do?
You don't.
Barry, you do.
You don't. You get a shield.
Shield? There's only one shield, and that's Charity Shield.
You can't call it the League Cup, can you? Because there was already a League Cup, isn't there? It's completely different.
Barry, can what, the HFS Longs League Cup, do they call it? What does HFS stand for, anyway?
I don't know. Presume it's some sponsor or other. I don't know what it is. It's not very good publicity, is it, if nobody knows what it is?
Well, do you know what it is?
No, I just said I don't know. So it's not very good publicity if nobody knows what it is, is it?
That's at Wembley.
Yeah.
Harry Wilkinson is pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah,
He got
he did well in the last that
Yeah, I got the
British
semi-finals.
Open or whatever it was, wasn't it?
Well, at the last one he got to the semi-finals and he got beat by Steve Davis.
It's the test match in 2 minutes.
What of? Oh, sure, in England. Well, I'll go across quickly now then.
Okay.
I'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
Hopefully a minute anyhow.
A long time.
I know.
Why?
Don't know, I just think I read it in one of these scrapbooks things.
They're showing all them from all the wickets and all the runs from the first day onwards.
That was on the first day.
No, this is the third day. We've missed the first two innings.
And then?
We've missed the first two innings. Are you playing on Saturday?
Don't know. Oh no, we're not, are we? We're certainly not playing. This is at least Saturday.
See Van Basten got another hat trick.
Fulham, AC Milan.
Did you see it this morning? See all the goals this morning?
Fulham.
Channel 4. It will show all the Italian goals in Channel 4.
Fulham.
Channel 4
when?
News. Half past 8. Show all the girls from Europe, from Spain and Germany and Italy.
Every day?
No, just all of them, because they're not on every day, are they? They don't play every day of the week, do they? A bit too tired, don't you think?
Those teams go every day.
Who?
What's their first division?
Who?
Well, second division teams.
No, you don't.
I'm surprised the cameras don't put them off when they're taking shots.
Get used to it. No.
They've been in no man's land this time.
What school match have told us?
The one with slime. And the school ball. But then you practice that.
Is that school team? School team is probably the first team.
Yeah. The Barry, the actual, that's not good going, is it?
Hey, Richard.
He's blocked that other part, he's blocked that pocket.
Instead of playing that shot, of course, knowing that should he miss it, of course, the pink would cover the pocket.
You know, I told you about the school team we're going to that.
This would be John, if that red will creep behind the pink.
Well, the cubs.
I think so.
Yeah.
He's
well, the
off.
Cubs were going to go, but he said they couldn't for some reason.
The Cubs are going to do it on the Everton trip. Most of us could be in the school anyway.
Not really. Only about five.
When do you set off for London?
They planted a new tree there, haven't they?
Where?
There.
Nice on the black, plenty in corn leaves, but the
where?
Plastic thread is not.
The one right in front of you, Barry.
Oh, since it moved in.
Not like that bush.
No,
I mean that
tree.
Was it? I can't remember that. Unless it's small and it's grown.
So when you don't know when you go then, do you know? What time you're treading down?
Nope.
You're going
you
for a walk and all that, yes.
You're probably
I don't know yet. Because I don't know if it'll be moved by then. Because you said they're moving it, aren't they? Train station.
Yeah, after about 10 years, yeah.
Oh, yeah. More come then. Somebody's got that.
contact on the Red Peniel, given Barry a chance. Run into the corner pocket, but the rest is going to be pretty difficult. Feel that these are the most difficult shots on the table when you've been across the reds and trying to cut them thin. Fraction too thick on the red, of course, and it takes all the pace out of the white. Got the snooker, but shouldn't prove too much trouble to tell you. Don't be afraid to get this black cushion that you can rest against. update our coverage of the match just as BBC One comes to an end. We'll leave Terry Griffiths leading Fulham with the score standing as it does. The first 35 frames, remember, going through, and the prospect of a match between either Steve Davis or Dennis Taylor, who play tonight. However, play does continue in this match on BBC Two at 4 o'clock. That's after the news and weather. Hopefully, I look forward to seeing you there. But for the moment, from us here, cheerio. BBC One presents a unique portrait of Queen Elizabeth II. May 1991, a royal visit to America. Elizabeth Palmer, Thursday at 8 o'clock on BBC One.
There's been a new addition to the Carrier household.
He's my very own pet. That's good, isn't it?
I told you! It's all right, I suppose.
He likes you to scratch his neck.
Oh!
You scared him!
Come on, you bear, you're coming. Due to bit the wolf by two. Have you thought of a name for him?
No, not yet. Bye, Buffo!
Cheerio!
Baby, it's me!
Baby's coming. fish.
Mm-hmm.
favourites. I wonder. Don't come this afternoon, amongst other things, Fantastic Mike's at 4:25, but now, here's the OD.
That is who? The crown jewel of the watermelon patch. It's just sitting there waiting for our first bite. A bigger than average type bite that only yours truly can provide.
But Yogi, it's surrounded by barbed wire. Mr. Ranger made sure you couldn't get it.
A minor obstacle in the face of determination, Boo. Especially when that face comes onto the shovel.
Uh-oh. I don't think the Ranger's gonna like this.
He won't, but I will. Right down to the very last seed. And away I go. Ouch! When I heard how big this melon was, I found it hard to swallow. But I won't have that problem now.
Caught you red-handed and with your mouth wide open.
Oh, yes, you are.
You can't talk your way out of this. You've raided one melon patch too many. I'm confining you to your cave till spring.
What a grouch. This is Ranger-type brutality. It's just not fair, little bear.
But gee, Yogi, Mr. Ranger is only doing his job.
Yoo-hoo, Yogi. I just heard Mr. Ranger grouches you for the winter.
Hey, look what's coming my way.
Oh, I have a little something to cheer you up.
Then give it here, my dear.
Here you are, Yogi.
Yuck! What's the idea of kissing me when I wasn't looking?
Well, that's what I had for you, Yogi. Maybe if you're lucky, I'll have another one for you next year.
Looks like she outsmarted you, Yogi.
Sheesh. What a rotten day, fool. The Ranger tricks me, then Cindy catches me with a kiss. I don't think things could get worse than this. Stuck in our cave till spring? No way, Boo. Any place that can keep a brontosaurus
as I suspected. No relative of mine would be without a tasty treat for dropping type company.
Ouch! Me was embarrassed.